This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up tonight, Harvey Weinstein apparently was slapped or hit or punched or something, and there's some controversy about that. So, Will, you'll be telling us more about it coming up here in moments. With you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
So, I was telling you just a moment ago, for those of you just tuning in, I was at the State House today in Concord, New Hampshire, and there was a proposed constitutional amendment that was being heard, because in New Hampshire, every single proposed law, every bill,
no matter how ludicrous,
yep, has to get a full committee hearing where anyone who wants to from the public can show up and speak. And so that's what was going on today. I was recording, so I got recordings of all these hearings that I've been talking about, the gun freedom hearing and the gun restriction hearing. I was at both of those, and then this one, which is a proposal. I'm going to read you the original proposal, and then I'll read you the amended version of that. So the original proposal was to add this to the New Hampshire Constitution, quote, Section 2, Article 2B, right to privacy, an individual's right to live free from governmental interference in private or personal matters is fundamental. Now, that's actually a really good statement, and to me, it sounds like it's more than about the right to privacy. Because if I get to live free from governmental interference in my private or personal matters, then I don't want government telling me anything at all about who I can do business with or what I can sell. If I want to sell somebody an ounce of weed.
Or your personal relationships.
Or whatever, yeah. If I want to sell somebody an ounce of weed, which is prohibited in New Hampshire, that should be my private business and should be none of the government's business. But unfortunately, there it is again. Sorry about that, guys. I need to mute that thing. Anyway, unfortunately, they had... they had amended this thing, and the amendment actually makes it a little bit worse. The amended version says this, quote, an individual's right to live free from governmental interference in private or personal information is natural, essential, and inherent. So they went from saying that you had a right to live free from governmental interference in your private or personal matters to a right to live free from governmental interference in private or personal information. So that is much more of a right to privacy sounding thing.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, not as good as it originally was.
Yeah.
So when I testified, I said, well, I was kind of in favor of the original text, but I think it'd actually be better instead of they replaced personal matters with personal information. I said, it'd be better if you just had both of them. So it would be better if it was the individual's right to live free from governmental interference in private or personal matters and information or information, you know, like
yeah,
that.
You know, the only thing I would say about the matters version is that it's kind of vague, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with anything like this. And one of the things I told the committee was, look, I like where the intention is coming from on this bill, and I think it would be interesting to just put either one of these forward just to take the temperature of the voters of New Hampshire and see what they say to it. Because ultimately, right. If this passes the State House, it then goes to the ballot, and it has to get 2/3 of the voters to vote for it in order for it to actually go, you know, to become a constitutional
right.
amendment. So it would be interesting to just see what the people of New Hampshire have to say on these proposals. But I said, you know, if this goes in front of a judge, it's not going to matter. Because I've had one judge tell me, you can't bring up the Constitution, or, you know, I won't allow the Constitution in my courtroom. So, like, it won't matter in the long run, because...
Welcome to America, land of the free.
Right, every state constitution, almost all of them, have some kind of a statement in there about how government of right is by the consent of the governed.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't have a New Hampshire Constitution in front of me right now, but it has that, and it's crystal clear. It sounds to me like... your government is not legitimate if it does not have the consent of the governed. And I don't consent, but they don't care because they just keep forcing their will on me anyway. So,
and that particular, that amended version of it sounds to me specifically like it would be something that would be very good to protect people's, for instance, their mobile phones, their smartphones, from being accessed by police without a warrant. You know, because that's becoming a problem where, you know, if you get pulled over, they say, give me your phone. And they want your logins, and they want to know how much crypto you have, and they want to know who you're chatting with. And, you know, if you're going to meet somebody to, you know, I don't know, smoke a bowl or something like that, you know. And, you know, like our friend Smoking Joe, who got busted out in Kansas, he was going to meet a friend to smoke some bud, and just because he had some crypto on his phone, that makes him an international drug dealer. You know, so that kind of a bill here would make it a lot harder for police to search you without a warrant.
In theory. If they're following the Constitution, which of course we know they don't do.
Yeah, but it'll make for some interesting court cases.
Yes, it would make it so you could challenge something that previously had been unchallengeable in court, and then maybe the courts would rule in your favor. But it gives you an extra argument. It gives you an extra shot. At the very least, it wouldn't hurt to have that language in the Constitution.
And it, you know, it kind of like pushes back against the creep that's been going in the courts that have been in the favor of the police.
Well, and that's one of the things I said, is the courts are almost always going to rule in favor of the state anyway, so I don't expect that even if this passes and gets in the Constitution, that it's going to have a whole big, you know, impact or anything like that. But it's a good thing. I think it's a good intention. I think that it's a good thing to have in general.
Making it a state constitutional amendment is a smart way to go about it, because contrary to, like,
instead of a state statute or something?
Right, because, you know, if you recall, we did the Fully Informed Jury Act several years ago.
Right.
And that was just a bill.
That got overturned.
It got overturned by the courts because it was just a law, and they said that doesn't meet, you know,
they would still say, based on what that court said, the Supreme Court, in the case you're referring to, they would still say, even if you amended the Constitution to include jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case, not the facts. You can just choose how you feel about the law, and so you can vote not guilty to set somebody free, even if they've been caught red-handed with a, you know, pound of marijuana. If you think it should be legal, you can just vote not guilty. They would still say, and this is based on their actual decision that they wrote in this case, they would rule that unconstitutional.
You can't rule the Constitution unconstitutional.
They would.
That's
that's what they said they would do. And I forget what their rationale was for it. You'd have to read the Rich Paul case, because that's where they addressed that question.
Okay.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that because I thought it was an interesting proposal, this constitutional privacy amendment. And that's the kind of thing that you see happening in New Hampshire. The guy that proposed this, he's a privacy nut. His name is Neil Kirk, and every privacy bill that comes up, this guy's the spearhead on all of this.
He gets a lot of good bills in there.
Yeah, he really does.
He doesn't get a lot passed.
He gets a little crazy. He goes overboard with it sometimes, to the point where he wants to restrict... I guess I can't really give you a good example off the top of my head, but, like, he doesn't even like it when, you know, a private company's got cameras up, that kind of thing.
He tried to prohibit private drones from having cameras.
That was what it was. Yeah. It was the drone bill. That was one of the few bills I disagreed with that guy on, because normally he's, like, Johnny on the spot when it comes to privacy.
Yeah.
But to restrict businesses and private people from being able to use a drone to take pictures, that was when he went way overboard with just too much of a privacy nut kind of thing.
But I don't mind.
I appreciate that he's there.
Right. I don't mind it having companies having the drones out there, but if they overfly my property, I want the right to shoot it down.
That doesn't seem like a safe thing to do, man. Shooting in the air.
Shotgun. The shotgun shot only goes like maybe a few hundred yards.
Is that right?
Oh,
it's just coming right back down.
Yeah, and when it comes down, it's very soft. It's just, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no big deal.
It's not really that dangerous.
Okay, good to know. Thanks for the info on that. I wasn't aware of that. So if you want to join us here, you can, whether it's about the right to privacy, whether it's about the right to bear arms. I mean, these are the fundamental rights we've been talking about here tonight on Free Talk Live. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What about the right to hit somebody who's a jerk? And that's what you're going to tell us about here, Will.
Yeah.
And this is the question. I'm not saying you have that right. But somebody, in this case, Harvey Weinstein,
yeah,
who everybody probably heard the news stories in the fall of 2017 about this guy. He's a movie producer behind the Miramax Studios.
And there's more stories keep coming out every day, it seems.
About that guy?
Yeah.
The best part is, like, the people that lead these, like, feminist protests and all that stuff, it's come out that, like, most of them were either victims or involved in some way and basically kept quiet for decades and allowed him to continue to victimize other people.
Because he was donating to all the right causes.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to come back with more here in moments. Apparently somebody hit this dude.
Yeah.
And
slapped him.
You've got a question you want to ask our audience about it, Will. We're going to get into that here. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on the radio for Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network, where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. free.
You want our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And cryptocurrencies are pretty hot right now, and you can expect they're going to continue to be hot on into the future. But how do you pick a winner? How do you decide what's going to rise to the top? Well, I have no idea. There's no way, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you can do some research. You can say, oh, this sounds like a really cool technology. Ooh, this looks like a really good team. Oh, this seems like it's really hot right now. But nobody really knows what's going to end up happening in the future. Although I would say that one thing seems pretty certain, and that is that cryptocurrencies are here to stay, and that they're likely going to increase in value over time, overall. Now, yeah. Some of them are going to go up, some of them are going to go down, some of them are going to fail.
Technological genie out of the bottle. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, you can't put it back in.
It was specifically designed to be impossible to eliminate and eradicate.
Thanks to Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that person or persons is, for founding Bitcoin back in 2009. 9 years ago, by the way, as of earlier this month. But Bitcoin, of course, was open source, which means that anybody who wanted to could go in, copy the code, make some tweaks, and then release their own cryptocurrency.
Yep.
And that's happened more than 1,000 times at this point. There's a huge marketplace of options out there. So, again, it's overwhelming. Where do you start? How do you figure out what to buy? Well, like I said, I'm not a financial expert. I'm not an investment person. I don't know. But I do know that when I saw that Zencash, when I was, you know, looking at it and auditing it and saying, is this something that we want to tell our listeners about? Because not everybody that just comes and knocks on our door and says, hey, we've got a bunch of money, can you promote our thing, is going to get let in.
Yeah.
If it's a junk product, we don't want it on the air. And so when Zencash came to me, I checked it out. I pulled up the white paper, which I normally, you know, don't do. I've never read through a full white paper before, but I actually looked through this one, and I saw them talking about voluntarism. And that, to me, was very, very reassuring, very attractive, in addition to all the cool technology that they've put into this, like the zero-knowledge anonymity, which is one of the best anonymity systems out there. It was created in the Zcash cryptocurrency, and it's been copied into a few other ones, and Zencash is one of those. They also are introducing a decentralized autonomous organization to help with the governance structure of how to run this thing, and that's worked very, very well for Dash. So they've put some of the good tech into this that you can get in other currencies, but they've rolled it all together with a philosophy of voluntarism, and I love that. So you really ought to check them out over at Zencash.com. I'm not telling you they're going to be, you know, blowing the doors off of anything. I'm not saying they're going to be number one. What do you mean?
Well, when I first bought into Zencash, it was back in early December, and they were trading at about $34 a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And today they're at $61.91.
Not bad.
It's been a pretty...
But a lot of cryptos have gone up over
time. Yeah, but like not mooning. This isn't like mooning and crashing mm-hmm. and mooning and crashing.
You're saying
this
it's going
has
up.
Been a sustained couple dollars here, a couple dollars there, a couple dollars here. Over the course of a month, it slowly creeped up instead of this like Verge where it goes from 4 cents to 29 cents,
and then,
you know, and then drops down to 7 cents, you know, and at least it's jumped a little bit, but it's not these crazy, crazy up and downs, whereas Zencash has been just kind of a steady trajectory in the right direction.
And hopefully it'll continue, but obviously we don't know what's going to happen in the future. So go learn more about it. You really ought to do your own research. Zencash.com. You can check it out there. And it is in the Coinomi app, by the way.
It is.
Zencash.com. As we continue here, we're just getting into this Harvey Weinstein, this guy who made all kinds of headlines in the last few months because he... I mean, nobody should have been surprised about this. This is the old story in Hollywood, right? That these perverted old Hollywood dudes...
The casting couch.
Right. That they use their position of power and influence to get young people, both female and male, to take their clothes off and possibly have sexual relations with them.
Sleeping your way into that big movie role is like a Hollywood...
It's the old story.
Yeah.
It's
the
way it's a trope.
And not just, you know, your anonymous starlet coming to Hollywood. I mean, there were, you know, some what you would call Hollywood royalty.
Were they royalty at the time?
Like Bette Midler?
Oh, yes, for like Mia Farrow's daughter was molested by Weinstein.
Right.
Okay. And a lot, like,
Bette
Midler.
Has it been proven?
Bette Midler in the 80s.
Her brother was the one who exposed Weinstein. He interviewed like 200 people over a year and came out with the investigative report on Weinstein and took him down. And so he was the one that started all this.
Now, when you say took him down, he ended up, what, resigning from or getting kicked off of the company that he was on? Was it Dimension Films?
Yeah, he was removed from the board. He lost his job.
So it used to be Miramax, and then it went to Dimension.
Yeah, yeah. And so his board got rid of him.
Got rid of him from the company. He's
not been prosecuted yet for any of this stuff.
It's all too old, or is he just that influential to where the prosecutor in Hollywood's like doesn't want to touch him?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is beyond the statute of limitations, but I think there's some states that have in recent years extended their statute of limitations because of these sort of, particularly what happened with the Catholic Church a few years ago.
I'd be surprised if that dude didn't hightail it out of the United States if he's still around.
Go hang out with Roman Polanski. Polanski's getting a bye now. You know, he's coming back.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, he's coming back to the U.S. Prosecutors have said they're not going to prosecute him for what he did back in the 70s and with a minor
teenage girl, right?
Yeah. And so Hollywood is more than happy to have Roman Polanski back in their midst. You know, he's a hero to many of them, and so it's very much a selective outrage.
Oh yeah, it's always a selective outrage. It's only wrong if somebody from the other club or the other team does.
Yeah, it was very interesting to see Weinstein get nailed because he was such a big
Democrat.
Well,
he's a lefty, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Wood, I think is his name. He's a big comedian in the roasting scene now. Like, they rebirthed the Friars Club roast. Mm. And, like, he could go on national television and be the most racist piece of garbage to a black man to his face.
And it's
humorous. It's funny.
Oh, I've watched some of those roasts. They get really raunchy, and not just against blacks, but women.
To the point that
everybody gets it.
Well, it's the point that even black stand-up comedians are like, I was ashamed to watch them roast Flava Flav because they were so racist to him. But, you know,
wow.
If you say something even minutely close to that as like a DJ on a sports talk radio, like, you'll be nationally shamed.
I see what you're saying.
And they'll roast you over an open fire. But,
well,
you know,
people
the
expect
right person in Hollywood
to be offensive in that way.
That's why I don't like them.
I think
they're mean-spirited.
Oh, yeah.
Like, please, if you can't say something nice, don't say it.
And all the people that go on it, you know, you really can't feel sorry. They can't
Harvey
claim to
Weinstein
be victimized because they're all there willingly. Yeah,
they knew what they were going to get.
Could you imagine a Harvey Weinstein roast now?
Oh, yeah,
that would be pretty bad. Well, anyway,
so what happened to this guy?
Well, it says here, according to Raw Story, and they're reporting from TMZ, that basically he's been on the lam since all this stuff came out.
In rehab.
And he claimed showed his face in Arizona, and some drunk guy came over and slapped the taste out of his mouth.
He was with his sober coach in a restaurant.
Wait, so it's not sexual abuse rehab? It's alcohol?
Yeah. He's claiming it was his alcoholism that led him to this.
Let's talk more about it coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by bringing up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. There's a bunch of features on our website, and we just added a couple of new ones this week that I'm pretty excited about. We've already mentioned them. The Discord chat room server thing, that's hot and heavy right now. There's more than a dozen people in there. Talking about all kinds of stuff in multiple different channels. And I think that has actually siphoned off some of the Twitch chat because the Twitch, even though we've got twice as many Twitch viewers tonight than we did last night. And last night we had already exceeded the amount of YouTube viewers we'd had in the past.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's people doing both because I see that a lot with
doing both. What?
Both Discord and the Twitch.
Yeah.
So we'll chat in both.
Because we don't have an audio feed in Discord yet. That may be something we'll be able to add down the line a little ways because they have bots, apparently, that you can bring in there. So, if you want to listen and watch, then the Twitch is the way to do that right now. And there's more than twice as many people at the last time I looked. So I'm really happy with how this is working out. And you know what? All this happened after I quit Facebook. Yeah. So, all of a sudden, more productivity now that I don't have Facebook. Coincidence? I don't think so. So, hey, by the way... You want to protect your home. You want to protect your small office. Check out the Blink Home Security System. You can get yours very affordably, like surprisingly affordably. And it works well, considering how affordable it is. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera. It's super easy to set up, because the cams are wireless. So all you got to do is pop the batteries in after you unbox it. You plug one wire in, that's the one that goes to the hub, and then you hook it all up with your Wi-Fi enabled device, your smartphone or your tablet, and then you set, you know, when you want the cameras to be active, how long you want the clips to be. If they detect movement, they'll send you a clip to your smartphone, how long those should be. So you get it set up, and you're ready to roll within moments. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll talk more about Weinstein. Apparently he was attacked recently, claiming he's in rehab. Let's go to Vernon first, though, listening in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike,
good
and Will.
Evening. Good Hi, evening, Vernon. Brother Ian. Just kidding.
Hey.
Do you all know of any cryptocurrency that allows the merchants to pay the fees like a credit card company would? So, like, if I go to Walmart, I'm not paying the fee for the credit card when I use it. Walmart's doing it. So I was just curious if you all knew of any cryptocurrencies that were set up that way.
That's an interesting question. I've never heard of such a thing. And guys, feel free to jump in if you know of one, but just to explain for our listeners, one of the fundamental differences between cryptocurrency and a credit card, besides the fact that the cryptocurrency is decentralized and can't be stopped by the government and all the other things we, you know, have covered about it, is that the customer pays the fee on top of the total sale. And that's just one of the ways that it's just always been different. I've never seen a cryptocurrency advertising that, oh, well, we'll let the merchant pay the fee out of the
total. Well, I think
total.
It's really in how you would do the transaction.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if I'm like, all right, this is $20 in bit. If this is $20 in Dash, mm-hmm. and you click it and you send me $20 in Dash, and the fee is taken out of the transaction, and I don't tack that back onto the price, technically I'm paying it because.
Well, no. The fee's always on top of. So if you send $20 in Dash, it's going to be $20.01 worth of Dash that you end up sending to the merchant.
Well,
they can't opt out of that at all.
That's the transaction fee, though.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
If the transaction fee is built into the price, then you end up allowing the merchant to pay.
I think a lot of businesses just have it as a cost of doing business. Like,
right.
if I were to sign up as an amplifier, I'm not going to be charged with a credit card. I'm not going to be charged, you know, if I do $5 a month, it's not going to be like $5.37, right? I mean, it's going to be $5, and Ian probably just eats the cost.
The only way you could do what you're talking about, Will, would be to charge the person $19.98, and then you're expecting maybe a 2-cent fee to be added into that.
Right.
So
work it into the price.
So
that you're taking the hit instead of your.
But
consumer.
it's so minute. It doesn't, well, like with Dash, it's minute. It doesn't matter. 2 cents doesn't matter one way or the other. In that case, it's not even worth your time to have the cashier try to figure out. All right, let me. Instead of ringing this up at $20, let me ring it up at $19.98, and then you can send. It just seems like too much effort for.
I would
no real
say that that
point.
What he's getting at is something. If it works like more like a credit card, where mm-hmm. the merchant pays the fees, I would say that something like my Shift card that I have connected to my Coinbase account works that way, so that all I see coming out of my Coinbase account is the Bitcoin, the equivalent to the price,
mm-hmm.
and so the merchant has to deal with the fee on the other side, and some of that actually comes as cash back to me in Bitcoin on Coinbase. So
Shift is given cash back now?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. But in that case, what you're talking about is the merchant's receiving dollars there. So the merchant,
that's
still not really what we're talking about. We're
right.
talking about paying somebody with cryptocurrency and having the question is about, is there one where it's built into the cryptocurrency somehow to where the merchant is
the one? I would
say
it'd have to be built into the service, like, you know, if BitPay did something like that,
mm-hmm.
or you know, there's Circle Pay, is this, Circle Plus, there's
Arcadia.
Know, Arcadia, exactly. They would have to build that into how the point of sale system works.
Yeah. I would bet, since Arcadia works with credit cards and that is already built into that system that way, I would be pretty certain that it would probably work the same way with Arcadia's cryptocurrency system, where you would have to.
But it'd be the option of the merchant. The merchant would have to say, I want to do this. And I think it's a great idea for merchants to give a discount for paying with cryptocurrency. But I think it should be a deeper discount than, you know, the 2 cent fee that, you know, you're going to get off. If you want to give somebody a discount, make it 5%.
If it's Bitcoin's fee that you're paying, that's a huge discount.
Nobody's using Bitcoin at retail. It's just not happening.
Oh, yeah. The number of merchants has dropped off significantly.
If the merchant will pay the fee,
they're not
going to
do it. Nobody is. No merchant is insane enough to do that, and no customer is crazy enough to pay to want to pay the fee on top. Bitcoin's dead for retail. Rest in peace.
I might be that crazy because I have a long-term view of Bitcoin, so I would actually give a big discount of like 10 or maybe 15% discount to take a payment in Bitcoin.
But if you're running Corner News where your average ticket is $5, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because you just said, Will, the median fee to send a Bitcoin transaction today is
$18.
Yes, that is prohibitive.
And you can't. At $18, if you're spending more than you'd have to spend more than $500
to make
that.
And I think that one of the things that's going on with this is that we're seeing, because of this, or maybe that is the strategy that's going on, is that the purpose of driving these transaction fees up is that if it
that's
forces,
a strategy?
Well, let me finish.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Is that it forces people to use sites like Coinbase and other similar wallet sites.
The centralization. They control your keys.
And so you're relying on the transactions on their hot wallet to avoid the transaction fees.
Could be. It could be. I mean, it seems to me that it's less of a strategy than it is just incompetence and an F up. Yeah. I mean, because they just haven't done what they need to do to scale Bitcoin. And all they got to do is increase the block size, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it is. But that sort of a thing, they think, I would say if I was them, I would think that it would drive more people into using those sort of services rather than having their own wallets on their own computers.
Which is a bad thing. And if that's their plan, those people are evil. Vernon, go ahead. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Just to change gears real quick, sure. I think that the quality of Free Talk Live is brought down by your chronic callers, What's-His-Face from the Commonwealth and Sarah. And I've said this before, but please, please limit their calls to maybe once a week. And I mean, Foghorn Leghorn is cool and all, but I mean, this isn't a Wacky Steve in the Morning show. I appreciate the quality and the good discussion of Free Talk Live, and to bring antics like that on just kind of degrades it, in my opinion. Thank you all.
Well, I appreciate that. Some people like those callers, some people hate them, and that's just kind of the way it goes.
I love Brother Ricky.
Yeah, see, you can't make everybody happy.
Ricky is so popular that they talk about him while I'm on the air in the chat rooms.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's nothing flattering, but still, you know, they're like, "Where's the Foghorn Leghorn guy going to come on?" That's not my show, guys.
There was a guy in the chat room last night when we set it up on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Who, when he heard Ricky, he said something, or no, maybe he was in Twitch. Anyway, that's a new listener. He's like, that last caller sounded like that Looney Tunes chicken, is what he typed in. And we didn't even play any of the Foghorn Leghorn clips, so people just think that about him. Toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. The best way to keep people like Ricky and Sarah off the lines are to call the show and to get on the air.
Oh, yeah, keep us busy with real good calls.
Because we go to you first if they're on hold. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. You can take control of the airwaves here by dialing in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to get further into this question of Harvey Weinstein in moments. Apparently, he's been physically attacked. And, Will, you've got a question you want to ask our listeners about that. We're going to get into that. But, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. And don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about some of the cool new features we've got, like the new Discord at discord.lrn.fm with a Free Talk Live channel there. That's hopping right now. There's also the Twitch that we're on. We're doing live streaming on Twitch. And also, somewhat new, is the Free Talk Live forum, which you can go to forum.freetalklive.com and you can interact on a more kind of slower, somewhat slower basis. I mean, the forum's actually pretty snappy and fast for forums, but, you know, still, you're posting to threads rather than in a chat room with somebody. So check out some of the different conversations that are happening over there. In fact, it was the Free Talk Live forum is where we had the suggestion to get on Twitch in the first place. So it was, you know, all these things have sort of come together within the last week or so, and the forum's been around for like the last 6 months. So check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio here, it's Ian.
Mike and Will.
So, Will, you were just getting into telling us what happened with this Harvey Weinstein, this Hollywood producer, big shot producer guy for decades.
A perv of pervs.
He has been outed as...
A guy on the couch.
As somebody who is... Actually, apparently he was like in hotel rooms. I read some of the stories about what he allegedly done, and he would invite these Hollywood girls into his hotel room and ask them to give him a massage and then, like, pull out his junk.
Oh, and his favorite strategy was they would come in and he'd be in the shower.
Naked.
With the door open and...
Just come on out.
Yeah. And,
right?
Oh, well, hello.
Surprise.
Hi. I didn't realize that you were there.
Now that you're here and I'm
happy
here.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And then he did some. And the way he would approach it was like desperate and pathetic, like begging. And, you know, like, I forget who it was that said this, but somebody made the comment of, oh, gosh, I always thought these Hollywood producers, you know, were able to actually get women because of their power.
Deal, yeah.
Right, just because of their power and their influence. But really, this guy was just begging, like,
he was pathetic.
Sad,
yeah.
Pathetic loser. And so, you know, apparently it worked on some of these women.
What do you expect?
And so now they came out and they, you know, outed him about this. Somebody attacked him.
Yeah, well, he's been kind of on the lam for the last little while and not really showing his face publicly. And he finally decided to go eat at a dining establishment called Elements in Scottsdale, Arizona. And he was approached.
Sounds expensive.
Well, he was approached by a man identified only so far as Steve.
And he was apparently tipsy.
Yeah, it was,
Steve was tipsy?
Steve was a little tipsy.
Okay.
Two men sat and talked at Weinstein's table for a little while. But as Weinstein got up to leave the restaurant, Steve followed him, slapped him twice in the face while repeatedly calling him a POS.
Wow. And apparently, according to another news report, this fellow had actually asked him for a selfie. And Weinstein, who was dining with his, quote, sober coach, because apparently when, you know, just as with the right-wingers, when they do something wrong, they become born again. On the left, when they do misbehave, they go into rehab and they blame it on the booze or the drugs. And so he's apparently in some kind of rehab, and so he's at this restaurant with his sober coach, and he's asked for a selfie, just like, you know, any celebrity gets asked for a autograph or something like that, or a selfie in the modern age.
Right.
And he said, no, this is really not a good time for this. And so he was trying to turn the guy down. And so then,
I want an autograph from the King of Perverts. Yeah. Give me your autograph, Mr. Weinstein.
And he didn't get it.
So the guy
slapped him and as he was trying to walk away.
Twice.
Yeah.
Slapped him twice.
And I'm sure the guy's getting high fives all over the place.
Right.
Now,
and well, yeah. Well, that's kind of my question and part of why I wanted to bring this up is, it's kind of like, is it okay to punch a Nazi question? Is it okay, like, Harvey Weinstein, it's basically known now that he committed sexual assault spanning decades, and won't ever actually be brought
charged
to justice or charged for this heinous thing that he's done. Is it morally okay, is it ethical, to slap the stupid out of him?
No, I don't think it is.
In the street.
Well, if the justice system fails or refuses to deliver justice, you got to wonder, you know, what's the point? But at the same time, you know, victims have the point of having a statute of limitations is that, you know, victims should have some time period where, you know, just like the general common law principle of estoppel, that you have so much time after some rights are violated to assert your rights.
Mm-hmm.
And after that period, then they lapse, and you're assumed to have not
given
taken
up
offense at the violation.
Giving them up. Exactly.
You know, and, you know, unfortunately, a lot of women over the years have just been felt so intimidated. And that, you know, not just by the individual, but by, quote, the patriarchy or the system or whatever they want to describe it as.
Well, yeah, it's probably not fun to, you know, come out publicly with a statement like that. And ultimately, you know, this guy did hold some strings, right? Like he got to decide whether or not he had lots of power. Right. He got to decide whether or not somebody gets a job. And so there's that aspect. Plus, there's the he said, she said aspect. So unless, you know, if there wasn't this avalanche of people.
Some of these events that were supposed to have taken place with like two or three
with
women
witnesses.
My favorite story from this whole thing is that the actor Nathan Lane, who's a Broadway actor, not a Hollywood actor, once emceed a party for Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And he said some joke that Harvey got torqued off at, and Harvey slammed him up against the wall and threatened him.
You're never going to work in this town again.
And Nathan Lane said to him, you can't hurt me. I don't have a movie career.
He was in that one movie, The Birdcage,
yeah,
with Robin Williams, I think.
He's in a lot of movies, actually, and he's very, very good. He's in The Producers. Yeah.
Well, at least his attitude was that he didn't care.
Yeah, so I don't care. You can't do anything to me.
But
that sounds like Nathan. I can just hear him in his birdcage voice saying that.
Well, one of the reasons why the avalanche comes out, right, whether it's Bill Cosby or it's this Harvey Weinstein guy, once one person comes out, other people feel safe in coming out with their story. If that hasn't happened, then you're the first person to do it, right? You're the one coming out against this high-powered producer who can hire all kinds of attorneys, you know, to go up against you. And then he's still harder, he said, she said.
I think it's harder to be the second person than it is the first, because the first person, it's still he said, she said.
Yeah.
It's not until the second story that people start to go, oh, wait a second. Other people are accusing him of it now. Like, it's not the first story usually that does it, because lots of people get accused of lots of things.
Well, I have to give credit to the children of Mia Farrow. Apparently, her daughter had been one of the victims of Harvey Weinstein, one of these Hollywood royalty. So it wasn't just like your anonymous starlet coming to Hollywood trying to make it. And she had tried to report it, and nobody had believed her, because he was so influential and so forth. But her brother did, and her brother is an investigative reporter for a magazine in New York, and he believed her, and he started interviewing people. He did interview 200 people over one year and did a major investigative expose, and really, you know, that was such a large body of work that he did that not even the most hardcore liberal Hollywood insider could deny it any longer. And that was really what tipped things on Harvey.
Because when it's a handful of people, you could still claim it's a conspiracy. If it's getting into the 20s, you know, 30s, if there's dozens of alleged victims, and it gets really hard to say this is all a big plot against me, you know?
Right. Two girls could be out for a quick payoff.
They could be.
25 girls? Come on, man.
Something's going on.
Yeah. There's a lot of girls in Hollywood out for a quick payoff, though.
Now, what's your answer to your own question?
To me?
Yeah, about this.
To me,
is it wrong?
I don't believe it is.
You don't believe it's morally wrong to slap somebody?
No, I don't believe that it's morally correct to just walk up and hit somebody. Like, I'm not his victim.
Right.
And he's not currently victimizing anybody. So
would it be okay for the victim to do it?
See, that's where... I mean, if you victimize...
If the justice system refuses...
And you're a true victim, like... am I going to do it? Yeah. Yeah. If you sexually assault...
If it's your daughter
who's
the victim?
Yeah. If it's my daughter...
Are you going to do something?
If it's my daughter, you better hope the cops get to you before I do.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the Discord room, Singularity says that a jury wouldn't convict the dude, the guy that slapped Weinstein.
I don't believe he was charged. Yeah, I don't think they would.
Even if they did, they would do like a dollar fine and then shake his hand afterward.
There's more coming up in moments, and they'd pay his fine for him.
Yeah.
More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.